I'm moving on. This bird has flown. House for sale. I'll tell you where to redirect my mail.
And you need to redirect your mail if you're looking for a house to sell or buy. To Cleve Gaddis, the king of Atlanta real estate. Welcome, Cleve.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. And read some information that leads right into our discussion today about things kind of cooling off in the housing market lately.
Tell me what you read and tell me where you read it.
I read it in the AJC the last month that the housing housing market in this particular month had cooled off to the point where it was down from last month quite a bit, and then from last year quite a bit before from last year as well. That was kind of a dead month.
Let's talk some specifics here. That is correct. The market was a little bit off from June and off from July. The numbers, however, the reduction, however, are in both cases fairly small.
Mm-hmm.
There were 6,500 single-family detached. Now, that's not the condos and the townhomes, Larry, in July of 2017, which is down 3% from July of 2016. 1,300 condos and townhomes sold for the month, which is down 2% from July 2016, so certainly nothing to worry about at this time. Listen to this, though. Average sales price of the single-family detached, $303,400, which is up 5.6% from July of last year. Average sales price for condos and townhomes, let's call it $240,000 even, 6.6%. ahead of last year. Now, let's take a look at year-to-date so we can look at January through July altogether.
Okay.
42,200 single-family detached, not the condos and townhomes, closed in that period, 4% more than January through July of 2016. 8,800 condos and townhomes sold during that period, an increase of 2% over the prior year. Year-to-date average sales price for the condos and townhomes, now remember, it was $303,400 for the month of July. Year-to-date it was $292,600, still 5% ahead of the prior year, January through July. And remember, when the prices are higher in the month-over-month than they are year-over-year, that means sales prices are continuing to climb. Again, condos and townhomes average sales price $239,000, or let's call it $240,000 for July, $238,000 year to date, which is an increase. Listen to this, Larry, 8% over the prior year. So, with average sales prices up 5% on the detached homes and 8% on the attached homes, I think we're still moving in the right direction. Now, a couple things going on. The amount of available inventory for sale in the market today, single-family detached homes, 20,200, which is a drop of 6%. 6% over the prior year. So some of our lag in sales could be just a lack of inventory.
Yeah.
So those who are out there who are listening saying, hey, is now still a good time to sell? I think based on this information, the answer could be yes. There's about 3,000 condos and townhomes on the market, which is an increase of 1% over the prior year. I'm going to give you one number just because I think it's fascinating. Year-to-date in 2017, Larry, been a total of 84,000 single-family attached and detached units listed for sale in the Atlanta, Georgia market. 84,000, 2.84% versus higher than last year. And if you have a detached home, not the condo and the townhome, they've taken on average this year 63 days from the time they were listed to the time they got a contract, Larry. And then for the condos and the townhomes, that number is 46 days. So if you got a house listed and it's been listed over 63 days, you probably need to check your marketing program, your pricing, the condition of the property to make sure that everything is appropriately positioned for the market. So the market's still headed in the right direction, but I think there was a bunch of people who were very surprised that our unit sales backed off from June and also from 2017, same period.
Okay, this seems like a good time for those folks out there who who are listening and would like to, take advantage of the market that's out there now, or there are folks who have gone over that 63, 65-day period, their house hasn't sold, they might want to contact another real estate agent. And I'm suggesting they contact the king of Atlanta real estate, Cleve Gaddis. Where can they find you, Cleve?
A couple of ways. They can hear me every Tuesday morning right here on your show, 9:30 a.m. Also, I host the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160. That's AM 1690 sister station, and that's on Tuesdays at 2. So today at 2 o'clock, a one-hour-long all real estate show, and then also Sundays at noon. You can reach me by phone, 770-497-0000, or you can find us online at GoGaddis, GoGaddis.com. And if you have a problem and you want to run it by somebody to get sort of an expert third-party opinion, we're always happy to do that. I don't think people get enough second opinions in real estate when they're selling or buying in Atlanta.
Well, that brings me to my next comment here. We're talking about the opportunity to buy, the turnover of homes, how aggressive the market is. I am getting a kind of a constant where I am. I'm in a, you know, in a kind of an affordable neighborhood, an older neighborhood, with the houses between, you know, 225 and 325 in that kind of sweet spot. I am getting kind of constant requests from one or two real estate, quote unquote, agents that they would like to buy, that their pricing of my house, they give me a comparative pricing of the houses around me, and then say what my house is worth to them, which, by the way, is a huge profit over what I bought the house for just a year ago, saying that they will buy the house from me for that or close to that amount, and then I'm guessing they resell it. Now, what is this? This is something I was not familiar with, you know, prior to owning a house, of course. But are there real estate companies out there buying properties and then marketing themselves? And if so, should we be interested in that or beware of that? Can you help me out there?
Yes, there are a couple of companies, and in both cases, actually, there's only one that I know of in Atlanta. There's a couple nationally that are national home buyers. I think they're raising money on Wall Street to purchase homes, and they say it's a much easier way to sell. Now, in some cases, Larry, they want to buy your home so they can actually turn around and rent it out. In other cases, they do believe that there is a model for them buying the home, making some improvements to the home to reposition the home and its value, and in turn be able to resell. Now, the prices that come out on the postcards, and I assume, have you gotten a postcard in the mail?
Well, it's more of a full, it's more of a larger, it has the square footage of my house.
It's not in an envelope. It's just, it's exposed. So it's a big jumbo postcard, or is it mailed
it's
to you?
It's a big jumbo postcard. But it has all the details of my property.
Yeah, and what we have found is that those in general are a little bit of a fishing expedition. So if everything turns out to be right, then they might very well be willing to make you an offer. Uh-huh. Even though it says we're going to give you X number of dollars for your house, we've had a couple people actually have somebody come out and have some experience with them, and the actual price they're willing to pay turned out to be a different number than what was on the postcard.
Sure. Well, they don't take advantage of the fact that my place has been totally renovated. So actually, that's not they mentioned that if your place has been renovated or whatever, this does not reflect that. So anyway,
yours might be worth more.
It might be worth more. But I'm not well interested in selling. What I was curious in, and you've just filled us in on that people shouldn't be immediately taken in by that, and it wouldn't hurt to get some advice from a licensed real estate agent before you entered into anything like that.
That's right. And if it's something that you're interested in pursuing, you know, give them a call and understand it. But you might want to also give us a call. Let us come out, review your situation, okay, so we can give you sort of an unbiased third-party mm-hmm. review of your situation and exactly how it should work out. Do we have a second, Larry, just to talk a little bit about real estate investing?
Yeah. In fact, I was just going to, yeah, we've got about 3-4 minutes left. So
good. Well, let's. So it's interesting. I get questions all the time saying, okay, well, as high as values have gotten since 2012, does it still make sense to invest in residential real estate in Metro Atlanta? And the answer is yes. Let me just give you a couple of things to chew on. Number one, you can purchase your average property, if you're financing it, for about 70% of what it would cost you to lease the same property.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be a genius to figure out that if I can buy it for less than I can lease it for, then ultimately there's a profit if I buy it and turn around and lease it out to someone else.
Correct.
The best properties in Atlanta, Larry, if you said, hey, well, what property should I look for as a real estate investor? You look for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a 2-car garage. Those typically are the most valuable over time. They appreciate the best. They hold their value. The values are much more stable. And then when you invest in real estate, you don't just have a return from a cash standpoint. You have four ways, Larry, to earn a return when you invest in real estate. And I would say the average real estate investor's return is well in excess of 10% on a property they own. And Larry, that's the same as putting, you know, $1,000 in the bank and whatever you're getting today, 0.1%. We're talking about 10% versus 0.1%. But number one, they should be looking for cash flow, and you always want to make your real estate investment decisions based on whether or not the investment will give you cash flow. Can you pull cash out of the investment? I'm not saying spend it, because you can take it out and save it, but will it produce cash flow? Number two, do you have the opportunity for appreciation? And I would say in most areas of Atlanta, when you have homes that are priced at or below the average price, and we know what those are because we just talked about them, around just under $300,000, then you should be able to expect that property to appreciate. And let's say it's worth $300,000 and it only appreciates at 1.5% a year. That's still $4,500 in appreciation on an annual basis. Now, if you buy it and you finance it, Larry, every time you make a payment to the lender, you're also reducing your principal. And when you think about it, if it's only $100, that's an extra $100 that's going in your pocket every single month, because you owe $100 less on the home this month than you did last month. And then one of the things that people don't think about, and even though we're going to include it in your total return, it's something that you'll eventually have to pay the piper, and by the piper I mean the IRS. But you get tax benefits of being able to depreciate the property. So the federal government allows us to depreciate over 27 and a half years the improved value of the property. So if your home is worth $300,000, maybe the improved value is $220,000, and you're appreciating that roughly depreciating that roughly 3.6% per year, which means if you make a 3.6% return, you're not going to have anything to pay taxes on in that current year, and that's a big savings to you in that current year. Now, when you sell the property, you have to pay what's called recapture tax on depreciation, but that might be 10 years down the road, 15 or 20, or who knows, Larry, you might never sell the property. You might pass it on with your estate.
Yeah. That's possible. That's interesting. So the bottom line is, even though things are continuing to move upward in terms of purchasing new property, residential property to lease, there's still a good chance you could make that a good investment for you down the line, is what I hear you saying.
It not only is it possible, it's probable. And anybody who has ever wanted to dip their toe in the residential real estate investment market and hasn't done so, I encourage you to. We have a couple of agents who work specifically with real estate investors, and if someone wants to get hooked up with one of them, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. We're happy, even if it's just to have a meeting and answer questions about how it works over time.
Yeah.
I've got clients, Larry, who have fully paid for their kids' college education. They have two kids. They bought two rental properties before their kids were 2 years old. Now they have those properties free and clear, and the renters, the tenants, are paying for their kids to go to college.
Really cool. The only thing you have to be aware of when you're getting into this is, don't think there won't be upkeep. Don't think that there won't be water heaters going down. Don't think that there won't be air conditioners to do. I rented for, you know, this 19, 20 years, and I had a great deal, and you know, I basically was covering the taxes and, you know, whatever.
Yes,
but there
yes.
were things along the way, some larger expenses. So figure that into it as well. If you're going to be going into that market, don't think that it's just all gravy, because there is upkeep to be done.
That's good advice. And you want to work with somebody who knows how to help you project all of that
right.
throughout the life of ownership. There's formulas you can use. It's actually fairly simple. But let me tell you something, Larry. I've never been involved or had a client be involved in a real estate investment where the unexpected expenses caused the return on that investment to go negative.
Right.
Never.
Yeah. Because you do your due diligence.
That's
going in.
Right.
You make
That's
sure that
exactly
roof,
right.
make sure that roof isn't falling off before you buy it. Right.
That's exactly right. That okay. is exactly right.
Well, Cleve, we're out of time. Cleve Gaddis, and you can hear him. Cleve, give us the information once again, and we'll move out.
Today at 2 o'clock on News Talk 1160, the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, and again on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And Larry, I'll be back here next Tuesday at 9:30 to visit with you again.
I'll be here waiting.
All right, take care, buddy.
Here's Billy Joel.